The latest COVID update from the Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit, published April 1, includes 4 new hospitalizations and 0 deaths. There are 16 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. Testing has captured 364 new COVID cases in the region since the last update on March 30. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. This week the health unit confirmed 700 new COVID cases, which is about even with the 714 new COVID cases confirmed during the week of March 20. The current week's count is likely to increase as more test results are sent to the health unit over the weekend. The health unit has reported 53 deaths in February, and 20 so far in March. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 38,687 cases of COVID-19 with 37,030 of those cases recovered and 438 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 386 were COVID-related, 42 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 10 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. Based on data collected since July in Simcoe-Muskoka, the rate of hospitalization from COVID-19 is 4 times higher for unvaccinated people than for vaccinated. The rate of admission to an intensive care unit is 8 times higher for unvaccinated people, and the rate of death is 3 times higher for an unvaccinated person versus someone with 2 or more doses of a vaccine. To date, 82% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 19% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. There are 34 active outbreaks in Simcoe-Muskoka, up from 24 outbreaks on March 25. The current active outbreaks include 16 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 10 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, 7 at childcare centers, and 1 listed as other, and specified only as a shelter. The health unit is no longer reporting case counts associated with individual outbreaks. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. According to monitoring of the region's hospitals by the health unit, about 46% of the region's ICU beds are full and about 23% of the ventilator beds are occupied. Acute care occupancy is highest with 84% of the beds in the region currently full. According to Collingwood General and Marine Hospital reporting as of April 1, there are 8 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for April 1.